fun and info. Finfo. Or would that be funfo? Either way, it's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science. Here are Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
Okay, so naturalnews.com, we have cited Mike Adams quite a few times, and he's a friend. He's interviewed me many, many times. He's got an awesome site. He's one of those guys. I like to kind of stay in the middle and neutral and talk about both sides. But he's one of those guys that are completely very radical about, I think, great consumer advocacy, wanting to protect the consumer from industries and from the medicalization that sometimes happens in trying to be well and in trying to have health and in trying to have doctors and people who have our skill set to provide services for us, definitely. He is definitely hosting a summit. It's a free summit. You can listen in on reversing cancer naturally. But is this legit? Can you actually do that? We're going to talk about that today.
Yeah, it's being organized by an antagonistic website and podcast radio. They do a whole thing to the conventional model. That in itself, for some people, automatically dismisses credibility. And that saddens me, because I don't think it should dismiss credibility. But you have to understand a couple things about cancer when you're listening to cancer speakers. One of them, when you notice this, that not many of these guys are oncologists. If I go through the speakers, James Forsyth, MD, HMD, we're not seeing an oncology credential. Thomas Lodi, MD, parentheses, H. Keith Block, who I think is one of the finest cancer doctors in the world personally. He's out of Evanston, Illinois, and he does what chemotherapy, he has revolutionized it, and here he is speaking at this conversation. But again, you don't see a clear indication. Richard Lynchitz, and you see John Apsley. Again, none of these are touting a cancer credential, and let me explain why. A lot of oncologists can't go off the reservation and talk about alternatives to conventional treatment. They can't talk about modifying treatment. I'm a cardiologist, and as a cardiologist, I can manipulate and move around medication at will. If I don't want somebody to use a drug class like statins and things like that, I have a lot of liberty to do that. Cancer doesn't have that liberty. If somebody is a sitting oncologist, they have to be absolutely careful about everything they say, not bucking the system. So it's not a surprise that these guys don't have the big credentials, but also it does make you need to, as a consumer, really listen in and make sure that they know what they're doing. Because I'll tell you, Holly, more patients than, as far as cancer, because of the fear and everything about it, I think this population of patients gets lied to and ripped off the most out of any population of sick people in the United States. I just said a whole bunch of things. What do you think about all this stuff?
I actually feel that it's true, and the most prominent reason that it's a true statement that you made there is because of fear. I think it's the C word. It's cancer. It's the C word. And I think you're right.
Somebody's newly diagnosed, Holly, would you expose them to this type of information right away? Or because of that fear? Or would you kind of say, maybe go to a doc like Keith Block, sit down, a Dr. Dan Rubin out in Scottsdale, Arizona. He is naturopathic specialists. Go to those folks, sit down and talk with them directly. Then also talk to your conventional Sloan Ketterings or wherever you want to go there. Would you kind of hold that back, not having them listen in onto this, because it might sway them too fast, too quick into making a decision that could hurt them? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. And I feel like I fight hard to get to my patient's understanding of what's best for them. And I also fight hard to give all options that I know of as a responsible practitioner based on what they've been diagnosed, based on all the facts and clinical facts that I know. I fight hard. It's the same way I feel about vaccinations. And I've gotten criticism about my stance on vaccinations. Because I feel that my job is to educate to the best of my ability my patients and what I know, and what I know is the facts. I don't say this is what I would do. If they ask me what I would do with my children, I don't think I tell them because I really feel like people need to dig deep and get the facts. It's the whole idea of being your own primary care provider. It really is, you know, and then practitioners like myself, doctor, we work in partnership. It's not protocol oriented. It's patient centered. And I think it always comes back to that. And it's gotta always come back to the bet. Because if it doesn't, then, I mean, I feel like it's just going to propagate the certain health industry that we have, and the health industry and the health stats that we have are continuing to be, I mean, absolutely just, it's just infuriating to me that we aren't more well in this country.
Yeah, it is. And zealots aren't going to get us there on either side. Exactly. I have a friend, you brought this up about vaccinations. I have a friend, she practices next door to my office, and her license plate says, I vaccinate. And her name's Joy, she's a pediatrician. She believes that if you don't follow the absolute vaccination schedule to the T, that you're actually harming children. I have another friend who's a conventional doctor, and he thinks vaccination is a way that they're trying to limit the number of children on the planet, and that the government is using it for population control. Okay. These are two people in the same profession, you know, and they're both friends of mine, and neither of them are going to solve the problem. And listeners, when I look at this quacks or heroes thing, I'm going to give you the answer about, is it a quack or is it a hero, that you don't want to hear. And that is, you're going to have to decide for yourself. And cancer, like vaccination, more than any two subjects I know, puts that firmly in your lap. When I had a close friend diagnosed with cancer, I gave her a list of 10 people to go talk to. She talked to them. She chose three to support her through her journey. And I didn't care for either three she chose. But when she asked me, I said, it absolutely doesn't matter. You bonded with these people. You felt good about it. Go with your plan. And she beat a cancer that everybody in the world says was terminal in 6 months. And she didn't do it in a way that I would have ever approached it. God bless her. She used her brain, built her team, and she did it. We are going to, in this country, listeners, be turning over the keys to your healthcare to you, whether you like it or not, which is why we need to bring ADOMD to you, to cut through the mess, to take the zealots, calm them down, and find out what's the real knowledge inside all that blasting information. Holly, I'm catching on to the primary care provider thing, being your own primary care provider thing. I think it's the best way to say it.
I think that I'm glad you're catching on, but I also think that you're embodying it. And it's like, I think that you're getting it. It's like, look, I'm not saying go out and go to medical school, and I'm not saying folks go out and you know, do things without any guidance. I'm saying be an active participant with those folks that you pay to help guide you. You know, it's like, it's not like I'm going to go change the oil in my car. I'm going to partner with my mechanic. He's going to say, listen, here's what's wrong. Here's what I think we need to do. And I'm going to say, well, you know what? For me right now, this is what I think is best. You know, it's like, I'm not going to get my car that's, you know, was born in 1998 back to a 2011 status. I'm like, this is good enough. I drive approximately like 5 miles a year. And so I get to make that decision. Of course, my mechanic is going to give me some recommendations based on his findings and his expertise. But can I be an active participant? Well, if I'm not, I'm going to pay. And with the car, you're going to pay money. With your health, you're going to pay with your health. And so I think you're not only kind of buying into it, you're getting it. And not that you have a hard time getting things, but you're understanding what I've been saying for folks.
That wouldn't be the first time I heard that. Quacks are heroes. Decide for yourself. I strongly recommend you do listen in. Go to Natural Health and listen to the free cancer solutions. But understand, everybody in life has an agenda. Make sure that agenda is following your agenda, and be your own primary care provider. You do that, you're going to listen to us for years at Radio MD.